You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Award-winning actress and singer Carla Burns died last week after a long illness. The Wichita native was 66 years old. KMUW's Carla Eccles has this remembrance. Fish gotta swim
and birds gotta fly. During KMUW's 2019 Media Circus, celebrity guest Carla Burns graced the stage and joyfully played Name That Tune. Help, loving that man
of mine. That's Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine from Showboat. And I got the privilege of singing that on Broadway with Donald O'Connor, and that was about 38 years ago.
Singing, dancing, and acting were all part of Carla's DNA. Even as a young child, her sister Donna Revels remembers Carla waking up, raring to go.
Carla was into everything. Her spirit was bright. It was happy. She'd be dancing. She loved to play jack. She loved to sing. Even as a child, she was very, very bright. And she just was busy all the time.
Burns graduated from West High School and headed off to Wichita State, where she garnered 2 degrees. Although she loved to sing, she was once discouraged from doing so by an instructor in the music department. Revels says Carla's voice teacher, Dr. George Gibson, asked her, "Do you really want to sing?"
He said, "I will teach you if you really, really want to, but you have to devote your life to this. You can't play. I'll teach you what you need to know, and I'll get you up off of your feet." So she kept going and going and going, singing and opera and all of that, and classical music, and eventually it clicked in, and thus goes the story. That was her life.
A life that took her around the world. Rick Bumgardner, artistic director at Roxy's Downtown, has been Burns' close friend for 46 years. He's directed Burns in several plays. He remembers the first time meeting her when his friend picked her up.
From the moment she got in the car, I was intrigued, fascinated, mesmerized, and energized by her presence.
He fondly remembers seeing her perform in England.
One of my proudest moments is sitting in the fourth row in the West End in London, watching my friend do the closing number in the first act of Showboat, and the crowd going wild with applause. Lights going down on the stage, house lights coming up, sitting there thinking and listening to that applause when the man to my left leaned over and said to me, "Oh my God, that black girl is just phenomenal, isn't she?" And I said, "Yes, yes, she is."
Revel says her sister even received a marriage proposal from a prince in Cairo who offered her 50,000 camels.
And Carla said, "Where am I put them? Where am I going with them? I don't have nowhere on this land that I can put 50,000 camels." He said, "Just come on, just marry me. I want to marry you," because they considered her like a queen.
A queen who could really sing. And she sang for the queen and the rest of the royal family. She also sang for Presidents Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. Carla was nominated for a Tony for her performance in Showboat and was the first African-American to win a prestigious Laurence Olivier Award, the British equivalent to a Tony. Carla has also received a Kansas Governor's Award, and the city of Wichita in 2013 proclaimed it Carla Burns Week. Revel says, all in all, she simply enjoys hearing her sister sing.
I like If You Believe, His Eyes on the Sparrow. I like Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I liked hearing her voice.
Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me.
Carla admired fellow Wichitan Hattie McDaniel. She portrayed the first black Oscar winner in the one-woman show, Hi Hat Hattie.
Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Hi Hat Hattie was something really, really special to her. Also knowing that Hattie McDaniel only stayed like 10 blocks away from us, that really excited her and kept her going.
Carla pushed to replace a historical marker that was installed in March where McDaniel once lived. In 2016, Revels recalls one surprise her sister shared from a letter she received from her alma mater, Wichita State.
And boy, did she cry. I mean, she cried crocodile tears, alligator tears, elephant tears, everything. The tears was just flowing down her face, just flowing down her face. And I said, well, you made it.
I hereby confer upon Carla Burns the degree Doctor of Philosophy honoris causa, with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto appertaining. Carla, congratulations.
They love you that much that they're going to give you a doctorate degree based on your ability to be able to teach children, your ability to be able to take what you have learned and share it with other people. Be grateful for that. And boy, she reared up, and it was just like she was shouting in here. She was so happy. She was so happy.
Carla, what would you like your legacy to be?
That I did my best and let God do the rest. I would like to be known that I'm honest in what I love and what God has given me, that I have used this journey to be the best that I can be. I don't know what else, and I just hope they remember.
'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far.
For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.